You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's reaction on the Eagles, but Hugh, it was outside of last night. Last night was the one dud game, low scoring dud game.
Did you watch
it? I had it on the background. I was watching because we were doing the pregame during the Bills game, so I wanted to kind of see what I missed there. Mm-hmm. And then I was rewatching the Eagles game, which was a mistake to watch it for the second time. So I kind of had the Patriots and Chiefs, Chargers in the background. Not a good game. Mm-hmm. The other games though were all big time games. Let's quickly give our thoughts on what happened on Wild Card Weekend. We do have a game tonight, as Hugh was talking about with the injury report. But Hugh, let's go through the first, I mean, I guess if you include the Eagles game, we don't want to talk about it in terms of exciting, but the first four games all went down to basically the final play of the game. It started Saturday, Rams 34, Panthers 31. That game, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, the Panthers can't really do this. And then when they took the lead in the fourth quarter, I was like, oh my God, they really might upset the Rams here.
That was an awesome game.
That was great. It was. Hugh, they had it, and then Stafford took it from them.
When you heard Stafford say, I'm going to take their heart. I'm going to rip their heart out with this one.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the playoffs are all about. That was beautiful, man. It was an exciting weekend. Save the game that we playing in. It was an exciting weekend of playoff football.
So there was some speculation that he had hurt himself, Stafford, before halftime.
His finger, right?
So McVay revealed today it's a sprained finger. So that's interesting as we look forward to this next weekend when they play the Bears, who won on Saturday night. Hugh, we referenced it a little bit earlier. The rise of Caleb Williams this year and
the
Ben
rise
Johnson.
Of Caleb Williams is crazy.
Well, Khalib, whatever his name is, as Khalib, Aaron would say earlier.
That was great.
He's good, man. He's getting better. He threw a bad pick in the third quarter and then he just bounced back. And that Bears team, it's what they do all year. They go down. They go down double digits. Hugh, they came back. I thought Caleb was awesome in the fourth quarter specifically. And I thought Matt LaFleur, that was just a disaster class of coaching. I don't know what the hell that guy was doing.
It's one of the things that stuck out to me this weekend. The coaching was big, too. Like, when you think about it, missing, not taking the 3 points by Jacksonville probably cost them the game. And, you know, me and Dave Spadaro, and he's right, because analytics tell you in that situation nowadays to go for it, because a lot of coaches went for it.
But it kind of cost them,
But it cost you in the end. Yeah. So, you know, I err on the, when I get this coaching job, I'm going to probably err on the side of caution.
You still in the running for that?
Yeah. I don't know, dog. The phone ain't ringing.
They're moving forward without you involved in the process.
Yeah, they hired Matt Ryan. I've been calling, man. Ain't nobody called me back.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's a hurt. That's a hurt feeling, though.
Ryan, you wore those Falcons colors / Niners colors for no reason last week.
That was his rivalry pack.
Yeah, he was right. God, that's crazy. The rivalry pack.
It was your rivalry pack. All right, the one game we didn't touch on, except you just hit it a little bit with the coaching decisions. 27-24 Bills yesterday in Jacksonville. One thing we all said at Friday, that there was a lot of pressure on Josh Allen to kind of carry his team and win and not lose in the first round. Boy, he did. I was watching some of the highlights and then just some of the game that I missed during our pregame yesterday. He carried them yesterday. I mean, he was making throws, runs. He scored 3 touchdowns, no picks. So Allen wins. By the way, how about that fraud McDermott in the whole offseason about the tush push? And then they run like a 10-yard tush push to win the game.
But I don't think you can be mad at him, and this is why.
Well.
Because you can be. You can be mad at him. Mm-hmm. But that's what the playoffs are.
No, I know.
You do what you got to do, man.
But a little hypocritical.
You got to do.
A little hypocritical. I mean, they ran like a 10-yard tush push to set themselves up to win the game. All right, so the Bills take down the Jaguars. They are now on to Denver. It'll be the Bills and Broncos on Saturday. But there was one thing we wanted to react to here. This was after the Bills-Jaguars game, right? So post-game stuff, Liam Cohen, who did a good job during the regular season, his first playoff game and first playoff loss. And this happened. Hugh referenced this a little bit earlier in the show. Here's how it sounded. A reporter in Jacksonville. Well, just listen.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen,
Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, man.
Keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Hey, listen, Auntie, commendable, but you can tell she's a fan. Well, I'm about to. She's a fan.
That's not the place for that.
If you allow me to.
No. This is Jacksonville. He's showing up.
No, it's not. I understand what she's doing, but to your point, yeah, I'm like, you can't do that in that moment. But she's an auntie. She's an OG, and that's basically what she was trying to do. She was trying to uplift him because the city of Jacksonville, when they hired him, I don't think they were too keen on who he was.
Yeah, right.
And he probably, I'm speculating here, he probably brought something to that area that they've been missing for a long time. Because, you know, they had Urban Meyer was the coach.
Didn't work.
And who was it? Doug was down there for a minute.
Doug, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got a guy that they probably resonated with. So she was happy and proud to be a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't care.
You're right.
Could you imagine if Sirianni goes to the podium yesterday and first question's Elliot? So proud. You guys should be proud of yourselves. Made it back to the playoffs.
You think Elliot would
be the one to do it?
I got to tell you, though, Elliot had a big day yesterday. Elliot asked the first question at Sirianni's presser, Jalen's presser, and he asked the question we played the answer earlier of Saquon talking about the vibes or the, you know, whatever, the sideline feeling. Elliot's been having a pretty big couple days here.
I can't deny Elliot. Inside of the year?
Well, he's pushing for it.
What were you doing yesterday?
I mean, I wasn't doing that.
3D printing.
Listen,
were you hell diving after the game?
No, I've been 3D printing. Like, listen, man.
That's all he's been doing on the breaks is looking up 3D printing stuff.
The best. I bought it for my son, right? I got to get me one, dog. Like the 3D printer.
Yeah.
You talk about therapy. Mm-hmm. Great. It's great,
Does
man.
Does it make
I love
a lot
it.
Of noise? Is it noisy?
It's like any other printer. It sounds like any other printer.
I was thinking it'd be funny if we brought it in here and you 3D printed
the show. It's like any other printer. But Joe, I've just been printing out like random stuff. Like you can virtually 3D print anything. And I'm mad that the people that listen to us on a day-to-day basis never told me about this early. I'm mad at everybody.
This is their fault?
Yeah. And now I just got to figure out. Now I just have to figure out how to actually use it. Like for real use it. Because it's a lot.
Given your history with technology.
Yeah, it's not. It's a struggle bus. And you know, the sad part about it, like, it's at my son's house, and he's calling me after the game last night, talking about, where you at? You need to come down here 3D.
Get your priorities in order. All right.
You can't even last the whole show without your watch going on.
I know.
Yeah,
this guy's a mess. All right.
I'm working on it, though. I'm getting better.
Quick thing before we go back to the phones, your reaction to the Eagles. So today's locker cleanout day for the Eagles, right? So I've already seen some players speaking here. Have we any sign of A.J. Brown at locker cleanout?
Well, yes.
Day? Okay.
But that's because his uniform is at Quinyon Mitchell's locker.
So he's not physically there as the media is there?
I don't, at least from what I see, he's
wonderful,
not there.
Wonderful. So this is going to end like that?
I mean, what, fellas, what do you want him to do? I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, show up on locker cleanout day.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that part.
Not asking for a lot there. show up.
It sounds like that's a lot right now.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a lot.
Well, also, isn't this the day? I mean, I saw quotes from N'Kobe saying he already met with Howie. Isn't this the day to kind of the exit interview day?
Yep.
All right.
Not that I'm happy about it, but yesterday I can almost understand it with the emotion of the loss and everything.
Okay.
Today you need to be there.
Right. I mean,
especially, come on.
Make someone else clean out your locker. Oh, let's go to Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's happening? Listen, man, I'm not even upset as most people calling in because we had to see this coming. But this is what I want to say about our team, right? I think we overrate some of the players on our team, right? Like, even with Jalen Hurts, I like Hurts for a lot of other reasons. You understand what I'm saying, right? But this is what I want to say. If you watch other quarterbacks, right, every throw that they make is not a great throw. Sometimes the receiver has to make a great catch, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Puka Nacua, he catches everything thrown his way. Like, one hand behind his back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, when opportunities are given to people, you got to make those plays, man.
Hey, wait a minute, Derek. Like, could you say that again? Puka what?
Puka Nacua, is that a thing?
Derek, for the purpose of this call, yes, it is.
I like Nacua better,
I like
actually.
I like Nacua.
Yeah. We all know
Nacua,
Nacua.
No, you fine.
We know you're having fun. We know you mean. And yes, he does make a lot of spectacular catches. You are right.
But I'm saying that's a lot of receivers, man, they make their quarterbacks look really, really good. Like, even yesterday, that catch that Christian McCaffrey had, that was a great catch.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
That was a good catch, man. Like the Eagles, I don't think they trust Hurts because they don't really get, like, innovative and tricky until they get to the goal line. And then they start doing all these plays that we never seen before. But when it's, like, that third down catch, it wasn't a great throw. But I think that Smitty, if he's what we say he is, right, he got to make that catch. Two hands on the ball, he got to make that catch. You know what I'm saying? And then lastly, I want to say with Sirianni, right, we always say, oh, he's a culture setter, right? That thing he did yesterday, man, running down there, and then he like, oh, I love A.J. Brown, and he has the best hands I ever seen, right? He said all that about A.J. Brown, and we said how much he loved Petullo. When they asked about Petullo, he wouldn't even speak about Petullo. But he was glorifying AJ like all they was talking about was that. That was a whole lot more there. And they got Big Dom there, right? Big Dom, where was he at when Nick Sirianni sprinting down there to confront AJ Brown, who got mad issues? Like, that wasn't going to end well. And it's no excuse for AJ, because I would rather him, he got to go. He don't want to be here. He's been a distraction for the last year and a half. But Nick Sirianni, you got to know your personnel. When you do stuff like that, running down there.
I agree. I mean, I just, you're right. Yeah, I don't need the head coach instigating a player that's got a lot of emotion. I don't need that. I mean, there's a million other things we could yell about with Nick Sirianni and the fact that his coordinator and the offense thinks, but there's very few things when I watch Nick Sirianni on the sideline, I'm like, oh, I like that. I mean, just things I just ignore because they mostly win football games. Mm-hmm. But I rarely like the way he comports himself. I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah, he doesn't... I don't know. The Sirianni thing is what it is. I've never loved him. They won with him, and I accepted him. But, like, that was nonsense. And this year was not great by the head coach. I did see. Did you see people sharing the Bash Bros thing that Sirianni and Petullo did in Buffalo? And then they scored like nothing since then. Mm. Remember that video?
No, I don't.
Yeah, how many touchdowns since?
Not many.
Two.
Two in like three games.
I think it's two.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. The offense is embarrassing. Rob in Pennsport. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Rob, what's going on?
Long-time caller, first-time listener. So, I mean, I've actually been hearing a lot of really good points.
I'll do that backwards.
What everybody's talking about. And I'm not like an expert by any means. But like my first point I want to bring up too before I get to my, you know, next scapegoat. But like Jalen Hurts is like a top caliber quarterback. I mean, from your experience, can he still be trained? I mean, like, he's got a great arm, great legs. Can they train him mentally? I feel like to try to find somebody on the market could be really difficult. But, you know, I'm not an expert. But then when you see guys like Stafford and Allen run those two-minute drills, you're like, oh, that's a real offense. Like, when we were getting to that two-minute drill mark, I was like, we're going to lose this game. There's no possible way. But then as far as, you know, looking at all the points, that need to come into play. I mean, Jake Elliott missing that extra point field goal. I mean, really, that kind of cost us the game, right? Like, yeah, you could go into overtime and hobble to a win and try to think about what you do next week, which is also very stressful. But, I mean, I feel like Jake Elliott's been shaky all year. Everybody feel confident about, like, him coming up there and pounding one through the goalpost like he used to? And, you know, my friends are very – oh, yeah, quick shout-out to the Princes of Pensport and the Slouches. My friends are very negative, and they're like, you know, the Philly season's over in May, and they're like, guys, I'm telling you, man, Jake's going to blow this game. And I was like,
well, they nailed it.
Optimistic, and then like, boom. Yeah, no. I mean,
you might have some smart friends. I mean, they might be right.
Now I'm like starting to get it. I'm like, okay, you know, we get it.
It changed. Here's what it did. And Rob, good phone call, man. We appreciate you calling again. It changed the math on the game. I mean, it changed decision making. I mean, I thought Shanahan, you know, went for a couple field goals that if the game is 4-3, like they're down 4-3 or 6, you know, 7-3, whatever. You know, the numbers changed as they went. Maybe he wouldn't have went for those. So it was a bad miss, and I know it was windy and it's bad, but like you got to make extra points. I mean, what are we doing?
Question about that. You got to do that, man. It's a lot that yesterday you could point to. As far as what went wrong and what you didn't.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do, but man, you got two interceptions. You got to score points. You have to play better. You got to play better, especially against a team they're probably going to go to Seattle next week and get dragged.
I think they are.
They're going to get dragged.
They have nobody healthy.
Yeah, I mean
they're coming out. They're going to play on a short week.
But we would have probably went to Chicago and got dragged. So I mean I know that doesn't make anybody feel.
But I'd rather
better.
Play one more game.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
We could have lied
to
ourselves for another week.
Yeah, we could at least told another lie.
Now we
got
to wait till September to lie to ourselves. Like that's a long time away.
Yeah. You guaranteed a win for us.
I know. What is chess?
So I'm
we took cues from you. You told us it was a guarantee.
Well, I did tell you. Like, listen, every time when you're an oracle,
stop.
You know the future. You don't know how it's going to play.
They lost the game.
Yeah, but what did I tell you? I said it was going to be tight, didn't I? I said there was going to be booze, didn't I?
But you said we would.
I just had the last part wrong.
Yeah, but that's why the guarantee was Fugazi. You realized that because you said it was going to be close.
Yep, you guaranteed
it was close.
A win.
You can't be right about both.
Why not? Why not?
Because if you were,
Hey Joe, who says? Who says I could be right about both?
Everyone listening. All right, Nasir in West Philly. What's up, Nasir? Nasir.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up, Nasir?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Nas?
No.
Nasir,
116.
We messing up.
I wanted to step on the entire season. Actually, the last night was a testament of the entire season.
Yes.
I believe 60% was on Petullo. The play calling was terrible. The out to Devontae Smith when it got deflected and we was, I believe it was fourth down. That was a terrible play call. And the three jobs from A.J. Brown, he was a cancer to us all year. I think he's going to be out of here next year.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think he's as good as gone. It's a matter of what they're going to get from him. And as far as Petullo, not good enough. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just not.
You don't have four verticals on fourth and 10. And then, like, nobody's they're in cover four. Nobody's going to be open.
I'm Nasir, I'm with you. We appreciate the phone call. I just want to... I need to point, it's like, I can't not do it. We could talk about the fourth down. We're going to talk about the fourth down until they fire Petullo. We're going to talk about the fourth down until next year. Guys, what about downs first, one, two, and three? Does anyone want to talk about those, or are we just going to talk about fourth down?
You're talking about the first couple of downs with Jalen. You're talking about the one where Jalen tried to scramble.
Got tripped.
And got tripped
minus
up.
1 yard.
Yes.
Then rolls to the right. As Tom Brady says, the pocket's clean. And he rolls to the right and throws the ball out of bounds. That's down two.
There's that. There's
and then
that.
There's down three where he throws high to Devontae. I mean, like, that's why they're on fourth and 11, right? Like, yes, is Petullo's fourth and 11 and Sirianni's fourth and 11 call? Did none of us like it? Yeah, I'm with you. We're in fourth and 11 because of the quarterback. Kyle, you may remember this. There was a play, I think it was like 2019, where Carson struggled down the stretch of a game.
Yeah.
Missed guys. And then he threw a beautiful pass that Aguilar dropped in the back of the end zone.
Was it Atlanta or no, the one the Patriots?
Here. It was here.
Yeah.
Right in the back. And everyone was like, there, Aguilar dropping the ball. And I'm like, what about downs one, two, and three? I mean, that's what yesterday reminded me of. What about downs one, two, and three? If he hits Devontae, I mean, Devontae's open. For as much as Petullo, everyone wants to pack his bags and get him out of here, receiver was open on third down.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I think the sentiment is that this offense wasn't creative enough. And I think that's where the divide is, because now we're trying to figure out why isn't it created enough?
Yeah.
And who is to blame? And for me, if you want to sit here and say that Jalen's to blame, that's fine. But it's really Coach Sirianni. Because Coach Sirianni came in here. He didn't draft Jalen. Doug did. Doug drafted.
Yeah.
So that's not your guy. So if you allow him to come in and just run roughshod all over you and you the head coach like that, that's on you. Put it like this. If you've allowed Jalen to hijack this offense and not allow it to evolve, that's on the head coach, in my opinion. That's not on Jalen. Jalen's doing what he feels is best for him, and if you're allowing him to do it because he's winning games, that's on the coach. If you're telling Jalen, you know what, you don't need to evolve, because that's basically what you're saying. The way that you're doing it is okay, and everybody that plays in the NFL knows that in order to be successful, you have to always adapt and evolve every year. So if that is the case, then to me, Nick Sirianni is the biggest culprit in all of this. Because you went – because here's the biggest thing that nobody's talking about. Devontae Smith has been here for, what, 5 years? And what did he tell you in the press conference? He said, this is the same offense we've been running forever.
Same scheme.
So whose fault is that? You've hired how many different coordinators?
Four.
And you've forced them – to run your offense. Whose fault is that? That's the head coach's fault, in my opinion. Because you should allow, if Kellen Moore comes in here and has all these different concepts, and we talked about how Dak had his best season with him, Ezekiel Elliott had his best season with him, and you come in, he come in here, and you hamstring him with the offense that you gave him, and he still gets you to the Super Bowl, out of left two. I wouldn't stand for that. And now you see what he's doing down there in New Orleans. Name a whole lot, but still, you see what it is.
They almost won their division.
You see what the offense looks like. No, that's on Coach Sirianni.
I'm with you. I don't think he brings nothing to the table offensively. I would love to be a fly on the wall between Lurie and Sirianni at the exit meeting. Like, what's your plan for the offense?
What you about to do?
How are we going to fix this thing? Obviously, you have no ideas here, Nick. So, like, who are you bringing in that actually has the ideas?
Is that how you going to say it?
Well, that's how I feel it. I don't know.
Obviously, you bring nothing to the table.
I mean, he doesn't.
You just the figurehead right here. Big Dom, I should ask Big Dom what kind of offense we run.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
See, this is why, you know what? Today is the reason why I'm probably not going to be allowed in the building.
Quick question. If it meant getting McDaniel, would you make Big Dom the head coach, McDaniels the offensive coordinator?
Are you serious, Joe?
Yes.
No. But Big Dom, the only even keeled individual in the whole building.
Well, he didn't get into a fight with.
No, he didn't. He was trying to bring it up and somebody swung on him. That's my recollection of it.
You might not remember it the right way. All right, 215-592.
I've been accused of that before.
94-94. All right. We'll get to as many phone calls as we can before we go. You people as well. But maybe we will leave everyone today with a couple things that make us happy on what's been a tough day around here. Two pieces of audio I think we'll all like together. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.